USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A sudden change in relations of late between the U.S. and North Korea, as North Korean officials now say they may pull out of the Trump summit if the United States keeps insisting that it give up its nuclear weapons program. North Korea's Foreign Affairs Vice Minister reportedly says it will reconsider the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un if the U.S. demands unilateral denuclearization. Apparently, the North is also upset that the U.S. has gone forward with joint military drills with South Korea. Senate Republican John Barrasso on the change of tone.
This is the best opportunity we're going to have to get them to get rid of their nukes in a peaceful manner. But the president knows, as he said, may work, may not. He's committed to trying to make it work, but he's not going to be taken in.
No comment yet from the White House, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Four states holding primaries yesterday in a race of national interest. Pennsylvania Congressman Lou Barletta is going to be running against incumbent Senate Democrat Bob Casey in the November midterms. Barletta, the winner of a Republican Senate primary, easily outdistancing State Representative Jim Christiana. And Barletta spoke of his odds of beating Bob Casey.
The media said that Donald Trump could not win in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania sent Donald Trump to the White House. I was also told that I would never be mayor, and I was mayor for three terms. They also told me I'd never beat a 26-year incumbent, and we beat a 26-year incumbent. And now they're saying that I'm not going to beat Bob Casey, and we're going to beat Bob Casey.
Officials in Hawaii are raising the warning level for the Kilauea volcano from orange to red as a massive ash cloud is billowing from its summit. The warning means an eruption with significant emission of ash is imminent. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Thousands of teachers expected to march on North Carolina's Capitol today to call for higher wages and greater education spending. Hundreds of schools will be closed for what's being called the March for Students and Rally for Respect. The demonstration coinciding with that state's legislative return to session. March organizers claim the state is one of the worst in the nation when it comes to the amount of money spent per student. A California judge is striking down a state law that lets terminally ill patients get a doctor to help them end their lives. A Superior Court judge in Riverside County yesterday overturning the law but put a stay in place, giving the state 5 days to appeal to a higher court. The 2015 law applies to Californians diagnosed with less than 6 months to live, and more than 100 people have used it so far. The judge ruled the law was unconstitutionally passed when it was approved in a special session to address health care needs. And some workers at a cheesecake factory in Miami are being suspended for verbally abusing a man who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, the conservative news site Daily Wire says. A 22-year-old African-American man was dining at the restaurant with his girlfriend's family when his red Trump hat was spotted by a worker, and that's when they ended up surrounding his table and shouting at him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.